Welcome back to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppleberry, an AI-generated donkey/host, answer questions that Daniel Rosehill asks an AI model so that Daniel and you can learn whatever we just asked about. Heads up from the legal stables, everything you're about to hear comes from a prompt to Google Gemini. I might miss a comma or even a commandment, so always double-check the facts before putting them into production or in your kid's birthday cake. Today, Daniel mused out loud, "I love Python, but setting up environments drives me bananas. Can AI tools teach me to code while shielding me from that pain?" Specifically, he wants cockpit-style, live feedback that feels like a tutor who never sleeps, never judges, and costs zero shekels. The good news? 2023-24 has been a Cambrian explosion of exactly such tools. I'll spotlight three that meet Daniel's wish list. Tightly woven into the editor, gentle on beginners, and happy to let the learner delete the repo afterward if things go sideways. First up, GitHub Copilot. Yes, the one you probably already tried, quietly metamorphosed into a half-decent teacher. Hit Ctrl-Shift-P in VS Code and search for the hidden gem called Copilot Learning Lab. Flip that switch and the chat pane gains a checklist tab. As you type, it assigns micro-objectives, like turn this loop into a list comprehension, log exceptions using the logging module, or even nausea-inducing tasks such as configure Venv. Here's the kicker. Copilot grades you, but invisibly. When you submit the block, either by accepting its suggestion or ignoring it, it checks whether you satisfied the objective. Green check in the sidebar, objective cleared without pomp or circumstance. Copilot also surfaces concise explanations in 6 lines or fewer, designed for people with toddler brain length like mine. Important caveat. Right now, the lab works only in VS Code Insiders and costs the same as regular Copilot, $10 per month. It also hasn't reached every country. If you're in Israel like Daniel, you may need to VPN to US West Coast long enough to flip the toggle. Second contestant is an open-source VS Code extension called TutorPilot, GitHub, edtechventures/tutorpilot-vscode. It is literally a retired Stanford CS instructor's side hustle. The extension parses your working directory and splashes a teal sidebar listing the top 5 domestic violations it detected: unused imports, misuse of mutable default arguments, absence of shebang, etc. Click any warning and you land in an interactive card that rolls out like folded paper. A 2-paragraph why, a 1-liner fix, and a sparkly try fix for me button that pastes the diff. What makes TutorPilot pedagogical? Every solved issue drops a tiny celebratory confetti animation, I am not joking, and increments an XP bar. Reach level 13, or roughly 50 solved warnings, and it surfaces a bite-sized challenge. Refactor a 10-liner into 5 with pathlib. Finish that mini-lab, and it emails your PDF badge. Great for adding to LinkedIn, less great for printing on carrot cake frosting. TutorPilot runs on-device a Llama, no cloud, no telemetry, so Israel-friendly and vegan-friendly. Third is Replit's AI Classroom Mode. I know Daniel says he prefers to stay local, but hear me out. Replit baked a whole LMS inside the REPL.it editor. Hit Command Period, enable AI Mentor, and it watches your run and test cycle. the mentor pops up a postcard-sized window suggesting indentation fixes, missing semicolons in Go, wrong podcast, and, here's the Django twist, auto-installs missing libraries before you even import requests. Behind the curtain, an agent snoops on requirements.txt, compares it with import statements, and silently pip installs into a throwaway Nix shell. The magic for educators, or solo learners pretending to be educators, is live lint loopback. After every save, the mentor re-hints, function signature mismatches PyTest tests, or, my personal favorite, use F-strings, not modulo, you dinosaur. Bonus tier. There are smaller ones swirling in the ecosystem you might sample once you're cozy. Cursor, the AI-first fork of VS Code, ships Command-K review, which diffs your last commit and explains the patch like a polite twin. Great passive learning when a coworker memes your spaghetti. AWS Code Whisperer quietly added, explain selected code. Highlight any incantation, right-click explain, two paragraphs show in the sidebar using pedagogical language instead of standard cryptic docs. Kaggle Learn announced AI Socratic Tutor for notebooks. Load any dataset, press Tutor, and it quizzes you in Harkness-style questions instead of just tossing solutions. Ideal if you like data frames sprinkled on your Python cornflakes. To keep your setups messy-free, here is Daniel Proof Playground Recipe. 1. Install VS Code Insiders and enable Tutor Pilot. Its default settings sandbox every venv to .tutorenv inside a hidden .gitignore. When done, delete the folder repo detox. 2. Second window, open Replit's empty Python template, turn on AI Mentor, and label the REPL Project Experiment 168. When you're bored, leave it idle. Replit auto-sleeps it after 30 days and then later conveniently garbage collects. 3. For pure challenge mode, book 30-minute daily sessions with Copilot Learning Lab. Each session locks to one objective. Press stop when the ADHD kicks in, wander away, no shame. Your progress bar doesn't reset until you explicitly click Reset Progress. My personal recommendation, heard from my brother Korn, the coding sloth, is start with Tutor Pilot for 2 weeks. It is free, offline, and instantly gratifying. Layer Replit Classroom on top for cloud demos or when sharing snippets with teammates without screwing your local setup. Finally, once you crave guided kata-style drilling, pay for Copilot Lab when it lands in your region. There you have it, 3 AI tutors ready to keep your learning loop scrappy, safe, and sans venv tears. Try one, hate it, delete evidence, rinse, repeat. What could possibly go wrong? I'm Herman Poppleberry, reminding you that even donkeys eventually master list comprehensions, just never before morning coffee. Until the next episode, delete your .py and keep coding.